Welcome to the Wealth Building Made Simple podcast with Philip Washington Jr. Today's episode is brought to you by Reif Martin CPA. Today, along with Allison Reif Martin, Philip talks about
buy, borrow, die.
Philip Washington Jr. is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Past performance is not indicative of future performance. And now, here's Philip.
All right, we are back with another episode of Wealth Building Made Simple with Allison Reif Martin, CPA. What's going on, Allison?
Well, you know, it is the first week of April. Gosh, maybe the second week of April. And here we are thinking about tax returns. But now we've already almost, I hope all of us have filed our returns by now. And we're starting to think about how to grow our wealth. And what is a great strategy that we can think about? And I think you and I were practicing a great way to say it to make it sound like a great movie title.
Buy, borrow, die.
Yes, I love it. Buy, borrow, die.
Now, it is not a horror movie. It is not intended to make you freak out as we say buy, borrow, die. It's actually a great strategy. So
let's talk about it. What is because this is a strategy that you and I know a lot of wealthy people use. It's not really for people that
haven't really invested yet. So really the thing to think about is to make sure that you have the sufficient funds to do it, to start implementing the strategy. And if you don't, here's a great time to find a financial advisor to help you get on your way so that you can implement this great wealth building strategy, not just for you, but so that you can leave a great and wonderful legacy for your family.
Absolutely.
So here's the way it works. You can buy any kind of property. Like, it's not, most of the time people think of it as real estate, like investing in rental properties or commercial properties or whatever, but you can actually buy stock. You can buy art. You can buy anything that you anticipate having some kind of appreciable value. So you
nowadays they got Bitcoin banks pulling up that are doing it.
Yeah, exactly, right? So you could, and let's just stick with the tried and true common example everybody thinks about, like a commercial real estate. So we will buy a piece of commercial real estate. We'll invest in it. And then once we get it set up, then we would borrow against it. I think like taking out a second mortgage on it and go buy another piece of property. And then, you know, continue on as long as you want. And in all of those instances, you're going to have a steady stream of income because you're using the commercial properties as a rental property, presumably. And that's how you would pay off the loans, but continue to, you know, move on, buy, borrow, buy, borrow. Well, at the point that we all meet our ultimate demise and pass away, we would then leave all of these wonderful pieces of property to our family, and they get to inherit it at fair market value. So there's no gain on the sale, gain on the transfer of assets. So again, it's a wonderful strategy to think about. Again, to think about leaving a legacy for your family and to have a nice steady stream of passive income.
And can I give the financial advisor perspective on why rich people do it?
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like once you understand the, I call it like the two forms of money, right? You have natural money, which is very hard to produce, right? So think of like real estate, gold. This is why people love Bitcoin, because it's only 21 million Bitcoin. So that's natural money. And then you have artificial money, which is like man-made money, which are the base form is like currency, right? And then everything builds on top of currency. And so, a lot of rich people know that artificial money is subject to lots of inflation because, right, by the definition of man-made, man can make more of it easily. That makes it worth less. And so the strategy works because artificial money goes down in value over time, and relative to natural you know, natural money over time. And so that's why you get the appreciation, right? You borrow the currency, the man-made money, you invest it into the natural money, and then you get the spread over time if you pick the right scarce property to buy.
Right. I think there's kind of the rub too, is picking the property you think is going to have appreciable value.
Yep. That's why even in the stock market, you want to find monopolies, because that works, right? If you can find a monopoly.
Yes. Well, yes. Kind of like you sit there and think maybe presumably Apple stock, which some people think Apple is a monopoly, but those, you know, someone hasn't really invested in yet, but, you know, maybe like a small business. But again, I think commercial real estate property is a great example of being able to implement this strategy. And again, just as who it's really not intended for is someone who really hasn't built the wealth up yet to be able to do it. Because if, say, I did it and borrowed against my house, and then for whatever reason I can't make payment, well, then the bank can take my house. So be thoughtful when you're implementing this strategy. So again, make sure you've got a strong financial advisor on your side who can help you build the wealth so you can start investing in your first property. And then the rest of it will take care of itself, you know, as long as you have the great team to help you on with it. I mean, there are also great tax benefits to this strategy too.
So you want to go through a few of those?
Yeah. So just think, if you continue to, you know, have the properties and again, leave it to your family, it transfers to them at fair market value. So there is no, assuming you don't sell any of the properties before you pass away, again, it passes on to your family at fair market value. So there's no capital gains impact upon transfer to your family. Now, obviously, if you sell the property during the course of your life of owning it, there can be some capital gains depending upon what you sell it for, which we hope is more than what you paid for it.
Yeah, and one of the other tax benefits that I understand too, and you correct me if I'm wrong, is like, let's say I want to buy another property and I need $100,000 from a down payment. I can like liquidate my portfolio to put the $100,000 in, or I can just borrow the $100,000 from one of my assets, and that's a non-taxable event.
That's a non-taxable event. Just remember, entity you're borrowing it from, you would have to charge some type of interest.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do it as just a, hey, here's a free loan. There has to be an interest, and there has to have like a, you know, truly be seen as a, you know, legitimate loan kind of a thing. So make sure you're working with an attorney on how to structure it properly, and your CPA and your financial advisor, so that you pick the right asset to liquidate or borrow against to maximize cash flow and minimize tax liability and all. But yeah, that's a perfect way to do it. And the interest expense and or income on it would certainly be, the tax impact is going to be smaller than if you just liquidate the assets for capital gains. So yes, that's a perfect strategy.
Absolutely. Anything else you want to cover? I know we went super high level. We're talking rich people stuff. Some people are going, my mind's blown.
Exactly. Let's just go back and say the title again. Buy, borrow, die. It's not as scary as you think.
Look, we have to evolve this topic too, because we didn't even throw in like life insurance, you know, for the die part at the end, with some of the income you're generating from the properties, or even borrowing to buy that. But that's the conversation. So let everybody know where they can reach you if they want to have some high-level conversations about wealth building when you have wealth.
Exactly. So you can reach me at my website, rifemartincpa.com, or you can email me at info@rifemartinaccounting.com, and I would be happy to talk with anybody about this one and or any other tax topic too.
Thanks, Allison.
Thanks for a great episode.
Philip Washington Jr. is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Past performance is not indicative of future performance.